else on the north side. Smets had heard they got it as a payoff from the Gray Boys for informing back in the days when there was still a lot of rebel activity in Orr. Timmy would not say. Maybe it was true. Who cared anymore? They'd probably been on the right side. The Imperials were more honest and better governors, if you were at a social level where who was in charge made any difference. Smeds did not give a rat's ass who ran things as long as they left him alone. Most people felt that way.
Timmy! Timmy Loken!
They stopped, waited while an older woman overhauled them. As she waddled up, Timmy said,
Mrs. Siskel, how are you?
We thought you were dead with the rest of them, Timmy. 40,000 people they killed that night.
I was out of the city, Mrs. Siskel. I just got back.
You haven't been home yet?
People jostled them in the narrow street. It was 3/4 dark, but there were so many soldiers around, nobody needed to run inside to hide from the night. Smeds wondered what the bad boys were doing. Working?
I said I just got in.
Smeds saw he did not like the woman much. She went all sad and consoling. Even Smeds, who did not consider himself perceptive, saw she was just busting because she was going to get to be the first to pass along some bad news.
Your dad and both your brothers, I'm sorry. They were trying to help fight the fires. Your mother and sister, well, they were conquerors. They did what conquerors always do.
Your sister.
They mutilated her so bad she ended up killing herself a couple of weeks ago.
Timmy shook like he was about to go into convulsions. That's enough, madam, Fish said. You've buried your blade to the heart. She sputtered.
Why, the nerve,
Tully said.
Piss off, bitch, before I kick your ass up around your ears.
He used that gentle, even tone Smeds knew meant maximum danger. So, Cousin Tully had a little canker of humanity hidden away after all, though he would not admit it on the rack.
I can't handle this, Timmy said. I think I better stay dead.
Fish said, That woman won't let you rest in peace, Timmy.
I know. I'll do what I got to do. But not now. I know a place called the Skull and Crossbones where we can put up cheap. If it's still there.
It was there. It was a place the invaders would have ignored as too contemptible to burn. It made Smeds think of a hooker still working 20 years past her prime. Pathetic and desperate. An Imperial corporal sat in a chair out front, leaning back against a wooden wall that had forgotten the meaning of paint. He held a bucket of beer in his lap. He seemed to be napping. But when they were a few steps from the door, he opened his eyes, checked them over, nodded, took a drink. "Catch's emblem?" Smets asked Fish inside. "Yes."